The ongoing nuclear crisis in Japan continued to push markets down in the U.S. Stocks opened lower and then dropped even further. At the end of the day, the Dow Jones lost 242 points to close at 11,613. It wasn't just Japan, though, that was worrying Wall Street. Wholesale prices jumped in February by the most in nearly 2 years. Higher energy costs and the steepest rise in food prices in 36 years were to blame. Vegetable prices soared nearly 50%. Meat and dairy prices were up as well. As for energy, prices rose for the fifth month in a row. And home construction dropped last month to its lowest level in nearly 2 years. Builders broke ground on 23% fewer homes in February than in January. They also slashed requests for permits to start new projects to a five-decade low. From coast to coast, the entire country saw a decline in home construction. The Northeast saw a nearly 40% drop last month. As Japan continues its cleanup efforts after last week's disaster, American individuals and corporations have donated more than $47 million to the relief effort. That's according to the Chronicle on Philanthropy, which also reports that the rate of donations is actually slower compared to the responses after natural disasters like the earthquake in Haiti and Hurricane Katrina. Several of the big recipients include the American Red Cross, $34 million, and Save the Children, $3.7 million. But there's a rather contrarian idea being floated by some commentators about giving to the relief efforts. WNYC's business editor Charlie Herman spoke with Slate's Annie Lowry, who recently wrote a story entitled Japan Doesn't Need Your Money.
Annie, welcome to the Financial 411.
Thanks so much for having me.
So that's a pretty provocative title, Japan Doesn't Need Your Money. It's been hit with this massive earthquake, a tsunami. It has a nuclear reactor that's leaking radiation. Why doesn't a country like that need our help?
The article was actually a little bit softer than the title, but the gist of it was that if you're donating, make sure that the aid organizations can actually help Japan and can use the money for later disaster relief if they need to. It's sort of an awful, awful, terrible humanitarian disaster of biblical proportions over there right now. But aid organizations actually aren't really on the ground there in the way that they were in Haiti. Japan and its relief organizations are doing most of the work right now. It's not totally clear what Japan is going to need in a week or in 2 weeks. And so, there's kind of two rules that I talk about. The first is make sure that if you're going to give money, you're giving it to a real aid organization. Do your homework. And the second is give it to the general fund. Don't stipulate that it goes to any one project because we don't know what Japan will need yet. And similarly, a lot of aid organizations are not sure quite how much money they're going to need to donate to Japan. And so it might be a good idea to at least consider letting that aid organization use it for the next disaster in the case that they don't need all of the funds that they collect.
It sounds like this is more of an issue of don't donate necessarily to specific events, even if you want to. If you donate specifically, the money can't be used in other ways or in other places, perhaps.
It's a big problem in aid in general that money gets siloed. And people are very well-intentioned that, if somebody says, oh, would you like to donate to an orphanage in Sri Lanka? There's been this terrible tsunami there. Of course, Americans being, among the most generous people on earth tend to say, yes, absolutely, of course I want to give to that. But it can create some really perverse problems on the ground where there's too much money in some pots and too little money in others. And this happens for all aid organizations in every natural disaster. And then sometimes, especially in multi-country events, too much money will be donated to one country and not enough to another. And so the more that aid organizations have their hands tied as to how they can use money, the less efficient the distribution of that money is. And so that's kind of a general point that if you're giving money to disaster relief in general, it's a pretty good idea, first of all, absolutely to give cash, not to give items like shoes or food, but to just give cash and to give it to the most general fund you feel comfortable with. If you want your money to go to Japan, let it go to Japan, but not a specific project.
Is there also an issue with wealthy countries that perhaps do they need aid as much as, say, a country that is less developed, for example, like Haiti?
Yes, this is a thornier topic ethically, but it's true. Right now, Japan is refusing most aid that's being offered it. The only thing that the government is taking is very specific help with the nuclear problem and with search and rescue teams. Even the Japanese Red Cross is saying that they don't quite know what to do with the money yet because they were fairly well-staffed and well-funded. And so, it's hard, and I don't entirely stand by the title of my own piece. Certainly I think that people who are motivated by disasters to give should absolutely give. And, in some ways they act as reminders that we should be giving to these things. But it's hard. We don't know what Japan is going to need money for or how much. Certainly, it's a good thing for the Japanese that their country is so prepared to help with disaster relief and has been pretty efficient so far from what we've heard, although the reporting isn't great on it. But the Japanese government and Japanese charities are as well-staffed as they are anywhere on Earth to help with this sort of thing.
Annie, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Annie Lowrey is a writer for Slate.com. You've been listening to WNYC's Financial 411.